We have first the sheet from last week that I wanted to finish, and then some coffee, which will only stop here today. All right, first I do have some good news. Rav Belsky called my house last night to find out if he was on for today. I told him today's Rosh Chodesh, it's not a full day shiur. I'd rather have him a full day shiur, so hopefully, I didn't confirm for next week, but we were playing phone tag, so I left me a message, I left him a message, but hopefully we'll get him here next week and try to collect the issues that we touched on to discuss with him. Last week we had learned the Inyan of Davar Charif at the end of Simen Tzadik, at the end of Simen Kuf Gimel, and I had made copies of this one over here. Pass that down. I made copies of two inyanim that are in Hilchis Pasa B'Cholav but are extremely nogeyak. One was the issue of being paigim, kashering, by adding bleach to kashering water, and being paigim the keli, which, as I told you, everyone calls a shach, and the shach really is not mekel, the shach is really machmir, this chasayin issue is mekel, and the question is how lechatchila that is. That's issue number one that I'd like you to hear from Rav Belsky exactly. He obviously is maskim to the heter, because this is the industry standard, so to speak. There's a second issue, which I'm only going to mention to you briefly, it's Hashem, maybe next week we'll get Rav Belsky to address it, and that is when kashering is done through steam. Rav Moshe has a tshuva that kashering should not be done through steam. I went to the 999 plant a little while ago, because there are places that we give a hechsher to, a restaurant that we give a heksha to, that want to use their provisions, their cold cuts. And the 999 plant, despite being an OU plant, does not have a good reputation. Whether that's warranted or not warranted is not, I'm not an aid to the issue, but it does not have a good reputation. And the fact is that the better Hecherim don't use it, the 999 products. And the 999 was interested in doing a separate run. Now, this is not for retail sale, but just for the restaurants that would be under the Kehila Hechsher. We went there. I found that one of the Chassidish Hechsherim already does it. They do a run there. It's extremely, very interesting the way they make things like corned beef and all of the salami and all the spiced meats. It's a very involved process, and there's a lot of chochmas hateva that goes into it. What is nogea to the kashrus issue, the whole plant is interesting. The way they have machines that actually inject the spices with needles. They have the meat goes through a machine that has needles. They keep on injecting the spice into it, and they put it in a tumbler to break up the membranes in the meat and make the spice spread. They have a whole chachma to it. The Segel HaLacha is the place that they, so to speak, cook it. But they don't actually cook it in what we would consider cooking it. They put it in to hang the meats from a rack. Some meats are hung, some meats are laid flat. And it's put into a chamber. Sort of a large room, a small room, a large oven, but like a room you could roll in the racks. And it's not made very hot. It's cooked at maybe 200 degrees for a very long period of time, so that the flavor slowly cooks in. How it's cooked is not the issue. The issue is how it's kashered. The way that this is kashered, even by the Chassidish Hechsherim that were there, and they were selling it with a Chassidish Hechsher, is by running that chamber at its highest temperature. Its highest temperature is 250 degrees, which is not any type of a, certainly not any type of a Libun. 250 degrees is way off. 450 is the lowest temperature for Libun Kal. And if you Chashish, then it's Nevela. You have to, you would prefer a Libun Chomer. And they kasher. I'm saying, why are they kashering it? Because they're saying that the shechita is not reliable. Or they say the meat is not reliable. So if the meat's not reliable, why are you kashering it? You're kashering it just. There's no such thing as kashering from OU to Hasidish. If you're kashering, it means you're kashering because you're afraid that there weren't enough safety clauses on it. It's like they told us. They asked us, for this, there should be enough of a kashering. So I told them, look, we're kashering on the assumption there's something wrong, that there may be something wrong with the meat. There's no such thing. From Treifus, you kasher this way, and from OU to Hasidish, you kasher different. Either it's kosher, it's not kosher. But nevertheless, so what they rely on is Kibbolei Kapoltei, and Kibbolei Kapoltei is fine if something goes in through Blias, but the kashering is done through steam. And Ramesh has a truvin which he's not masking to the kashering for steam. And this is done not only from this, but it's done for Pesach as well. Although I should tell you, I don't think there's chametz there, it's a question of kidneys. This is the way it's kashered. I'm not exactly sure, again, what the industry standard is. It's something that troubled me. And still troubles me. For the oven, I'm not so worried. The oven attacker only comes in through steam. It goes out through steam. So, Mamadashach, the steam works. It works. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. What bothers me is also is not the hanging stuff. The hanging stuff, the meat is not touching metal. What bothers me is the corned beef and things like that that are laying on flat racks that got run in. It's laying mamish on the rack. So, there, the blia goes directly into the rack. And the question of, and it's Yatzir Ledesbay, the blia goes in, 200 degrees of Yatzir Ledesbay. The question of whether they should be kashering these racks with steam, if, I don't know if Rabelski will call it Olachatchila, or call it a Bidiyevit. The question is whether we should be giving a hasher in a way that's a Bidiyevit. Now, if you want to say you want to rely on the OU, the 999 anyway, so I don't know anything firsthand that is what the problem is. I mean, I know what the rumors are, but I don't know what the actual problem is. So, you know, if you want to rely, you can rely. But if you're going to kasher, it's this idea of kashering with steam is something which disturbs me. It's not our sugya. I want to mention it in passing. And maybe we'll have a chance next week. We'll ask Gravelsky about the kashering with steam. No, he'll explain the love this. Ramesha says you don't, you know. So why are you doing it? What? It's not a benyan. It's not a benyan. Kashering Monday morning.
What?
There's, well, we're doing things differently. It's something happening that's gonna make it work out. See, it's funny. The kashrus business is funny. What does it mean, no kila hefsher? If the store wants to buy it with the chesidish hefsher, we allow it. We allow this hefsher. So what does that have to do with kila? The whole industry, the whole kashrus industry is all intertwined, intermeshed. You can't, it's almost impossible to have a place that, oh, we're machmir. It's very hard because you have to rely on the hechsherim. So if it will come with this chesidish hechsher, we would allow it. So I say it's no good. I say it's lechatchila b'di'evet. It's ein ben yaimai. And but is this the way we want to do things? I don't know. It doesn't sound like the way we want to do things. It's lechatchila.
The place that had shilas and had shilas 10 years ago.
They always play. Yeah. Yeah. If you're kasher, what's the worst in a treifa place?
Even for the, on a regular basis.
Well, they feel that they have it in place. I once asked one of the big hechsherim why they give a hechsher on a place. They caught them already 2 times, 3 times, fooling them. So they said, now we have it straight. So I said, why do you want a place? That's not what they said. They said, look, what Klal Yisrael got? We're going to pull out. They're just going to get another hechsher. That's the terror. I don't want to talk about politics. I want to talk about the halacha, the shaila of the steam, whether steam could kasher. That's a second issue, which is an issue, and again, it's not the worst thing in the world. It's OU anyway, and it's Ein Ben Yaimai. The question is if it's a chachila. That's all. That's all. You only need dilution when it's a ben yaima. When it's an ein ben yaima, you don't have to dissolve the blia. Since steam would work, but Kibbolei Kapoltei would work on the oven. the rack that it's sitting on is not only belaya through steam, it's belaya through the heat. The meat itself gets very hot. Gets the atzilas, but it's belaya directly. So you want to kasha the oven and say kabbalah, I understand. But you want to... What?
You have the klipa on the meat?
No, for mekeli, there's no shamun. So for mekeli, you would only need... Sleeves, kadei klipa, yeah.
But don't they have to clean the racks also from any...
Kadei netila, you would need.
Don't they have to clean the racks also because...
The racks are clean, there's no problem with the climate. The racks are clean. Yeah, they use meat with their hasher. They use meat, and when it's soaked overnight, with taped over. Everything is done the way it's supposed to be done. It's not that they're lazy. They do everything they could do. They're not lazy. It's just there's no way to kasha this chamber. How are you going to kasha the chamber? So that's the problem. Okay, this is a... No, it's hagol at most. Steam can't get to 450. Theoretically, if it's high pressure enough, maybe it's possible, but it never happens.
So it's hagol.
It's hagol, kabbalah kapolta. No, the racks, even to do lipa would be very hard. They're wire racks because they want everything to come through. They're large ones. What? I'm not aware of any problem with not aware of it. I mentioned this as an aside. Go ahead.
First of all, why are you packing the oven all together? And second of all...
Because the oven fills with zeya, and the blias come from the zeya. Sure. The blias, zeya makes blias come. The chamber gets full of zeya, gets full of hot steam. That's what makes the food so delicious, the fact that it soaks in the steam. That gives it the slow cook, which gives it a good taste. What?
There's no liquid between the food and the rack. Why don't the racks need libon?
Why don't the racks need libon instead of... why don't they need libon? That's a good question. Why don't they need libon? If you chayshish that there's something wrong with the meat, so why doesn't it need libon? What? Because Yatzeledes, remember, is by lay. Yatzeledes is 170. By Hagola, it's enough. We're makel kabbalah kapalta. For some reason, we accepted those places from that kabbalah kapalta. But by something that needs libun, or something that needs Hagola because it touched, it's only two ways to get a bliya out, either through Hagola or through libun. Kabbalah kapalta means the same level that it went in, the same heat it'll go out. But it still has to be either a Hagola or a libun. Now, we're calling this a Hagolah with steam. Rav Moshe is not happy with doing Hagolah with steam. And he's not for it. It doesn't go up. It doesn't go to 450 with Libun Kal, and it doesn't go up to it. Libun Kal is Kash Nisraf Alo Mibuchutz. Paper burns at what, 4? What's the name of the book? 457. Fahrenheit. Yeah, 457. So you need about 450 for.
I never knew why they named the book.
They named this. You should remember Libun Kal. All right, I'm sure that Rabelski will explain it to me at Hashem when he's here. I'm not going to tell him beforehand anything. We'll see what happens. All right, I wanted to get to this Chavis Das. It's Sadik Vav Vav. I mentioned to you once, I told my son, if you want to know halacha, I'll give him the 100 most common they ask shaylas, and you'll know how to answer most of your shaylas. This Chavis Das Vav would be one of the 4 or 5 things I would show him, along with the Beis Meir that we discussed once. And this Chavis Das Vav, to answer the following kitchen shaylah, which comes up. Again, kitchen shaylas, they're very... I rarely have treifas shaylas. I do have occasionally. People tell me they bought something. It always had a hechsher. Stop. It always has a hechsher, and they cooked it. Now they notice it doesn't have a hechsher. So that type of shaylah I have. But usually it's possible chalav. The following is a very common shaylah, and almost on cue, someone came yesterday with a similar shaylah. Someone says, I cut an onion with a milchika knife. And then I put it into my fleishika blender to chop it up to put it into my vegetable soup. What happens to the onion? Okay, the onion would be more problematic. What happens to the onion, and what happens, more importantly, to the blender? What is the din of the blender? L'chaira, if we say that a dava charif absorbs, becomes fleishik smamish, when it's cut with a milchik smamish, or it's cut with a milchik knife, and then you put it into the blender, l'chaira, it would make the blender fleishik. Yesterday, Shaila, someone would make a tref, would make the fleishik go on milchik also, which would make a tref. Yesterday was a variation of that. Somebody had cut an onion with whatever the fleishik, let's say knife, and then they sauteed the onion in a melachik pan. And Vaita, they were asking about the onion, they were asking about the pan, which was more important to them. The kashas to the pan, l'chayra the pan, which is melachiks, now became fleishiks.
Yes.
What?
How did the blender get fleishiks?
So I ask people, it's really fleishiks. So many people tell me that they put meat in, and they cut meat, they make chop meat in the blender. With the tuchka sakina, I'm talking about tuchka sakina here, that a knife with tuchka gets a layer of protection. The blades don't get hot. The machine gets hot. The blades don't get. As far as I know, I don't think they get hot. Certainly not to light the spice. The food is never hot when you pour it out of a blender. So that much I know from the kitchen, you know. It's,
some people could put meat in it too.
If some people put it in hot soup. All right, so this Chavis Das is the psak. Vitavlin. I am be'even o'ezer, hanitfes b'shulchan aruch haktanim me'ber heitim. Vav. Tzadik vav vav. On the left side. On the left side. What? Tzadik vav. Starts lower down. On the page, this chidushim biurim on tzadik vav. I am Be'evanizer, and if it's shulchan aruch haktanim in be'er heitim. You look at Be'evanizer, which was printed in the back of the small shulchan aruch, which are printed with the be'er heitim. What? Actually, today Be'evanizer is only in the very big shulchan aruch in the back, in Arachai. Shetoma al amogin avram. Barachai. Simit tufnun aruch sukat lamed aleph. Lesser. Now, you have to understand, we're going to have a machlokes here, so you have to hear both stadim. The Magen Avraham asers, Mashachaitchim besakin shal basar zangevil. They cut, zangevil is ginger, they cut ginger with a fleishige knife. Vidachin bimeducha, and then they put it into with a mortar and a pestle. And they pound it. Vakachtechim bimeducha zu, and then they use the same pestle. Which one's the one that bangs? The pestle or the mortar?
The mortar.
Whichever one. They pound it. Later, they're going to cut with the same blender in our case, spices. And it's made with milachiks. So the Magen Avraham says that's aser. There's no heter of naparnat. So when you cut the zangavel with your original knife, it becomes mamish fleishik. And then, in turn, it makes this mortar and pestle also fleishik, and in turn, the spices that are ground there later also become fleishik, and everything is fleishik. So, Magen Avraham paskins that it's awesome. For Toma hu al zeh, and Devin Eiser argues, "Betam the dava charif ain loy mailo. Dava charif has no special status. Rak only one thing. Shemaitzi kol atam, that it takes a complete taste. It takes an entire taste." We never had that a dava charif gives more taste than anything else. Only in the dava charif you have the complete tam of the basar. But what it gives out is vayter a tam kolish of basar, which is like a naparnat. The nehi da besamim aitziu kol atam. Vada ketam rishay. It's taka true that the besamim, in this case the zangavol, gets a complete taste. Not a naparnat, but a complete taste. The kolokim b'da besamim lameducha havetam sheni. When it goes in the besamim into the blender, that itself is vayter, only a naparnat, and therefore, only in the dava charif it's considered a tam rishon. Once it goes out of the dava charif, that's considered a secondary tam, not a naparnat, and therefore, the Evin Oizer says that you could be mekel. The Chavis Das says, I agree with what the Evin Oizer said, that one can be mekel. Avaloi hayet sarach lochalze. But I have another reason to be meikel. The belavachi divrei hamagen Avraham temuin. For a second reason, the magen Avraham is incorrect. The vaday ena meducha yachal levloya tam habalua mibisamim. The blender, the mortar and pestle, can't take a blia from besamim. The ein tam habalua yaitza beloy raitiv, because a knife takes the be'en of what it cuts. It doesn't take a tama balua, it doesn't take an absorbed taste, b'loi raitiv. Maybe they have an eris that's talking that the balua is shamein, the dava shamein, it could go out b'loi raitiv. So what? With the banging it. So the banging it doesn't take out b'liyas, it only absorbs a tam be'en. Unless he says, it's a dava shamein, maybe there, that's why. But al kaponim, he's maskim to two kulas. By a davar she'ena shamein, he has his kula. And he's also maskim to the kula of the evanizer, which is a kula that the tam is only a complete tam in the davar charif. Once it goes from the davar charif into something else, it's vayter, a secondary tam. And that secondary tam is not something that could ask her. Can ask her, but the evidence, but not Tom, can ask her.
What is Beismeyer about that the Dover Harp can't take more than...
Beismeyer is when it's Eina Ben Yaimai. Right. And here we're talking when it's a Ben Yaimai. When it's an Eina Ben Yaimai, you have the Beismeyer to rely on. We're not Mach, but two Chumris, Eina Ben Yaimai and Dover Harp. Here we're saying even if there was a Ben Yaimai, and a Blia did go into the Zangavel or the Onion. Afalpikain, that Blia is only considered a chashav abliya in the davar charif. It's not considered a chashav abliya outside the davar charif. It's vayta naparnat. It's not a. So therefore, can't ask her another keli. You can't ask another keli. That's not right. The Prima Gadim says that the amount of right, like the steam on a pot, that amount is not right. Has to be real right.
But the onion, so when you saute the onion in the pot, it gives off then a lot of liquid, but then you say maybe it's not a double harp anymore?
No, then I want to use the Evan Isis cooler.
Then you
have
Evan Isis.
Yeah, that's right. Is it
Napa Nat? It says Yafakasa,
he says.
Is it Napa Nat as it goes into the Kalich, maybe Napa Nat? What happens? The Kalich is already, it's the other men.
If it's a Ben Yaima, the other men. If it's any Ben Yaima, it's
the other men.
We could clear. Duchkin Sakina is only by Leah Bikulai, by Dava Shamin is only by Dava Charif. By some, it's not a Dava Charif, if it's a Dava Koshe, then it gets, it's a Machlaik Shach and Taz, if it's really a Blia or a Be'en like a Blia. But when you cut a Dava Koshe with a knife, if you take a knife and you cut a milk knife, you cut a salami, even maybe a salami, I don't think is a Dava Charif, but let's say it's not a salami, let's say you take a flesh knife, you cut a hard cheese. So that is something called Dukkah de Sakina by a Dover Kosher. And then it gets a small amount of Bli on the surface. But I don't think an onion doesn't qualify as a Dover Kosher. It says in the Ramah says regular meat is not a Dover Kosher. Salami is packed meat. But a normal slice of meat, a steak, is not a Dover Kosher. So an onion is also not a Dover Kosher.
So ginger,
yeah.
Ginger and spices are talking about
here about the Dava Charif. Yeah, he's talking about Dava Charif. So this is, like I say, an important kula that the chumrah of napa Dava Charif is only in the Dava Charif, and not when it comes out of the Dava Charif. Beismeyer said that there are two chumras we say by a Dava Charif. One, that even a Eina Bin Yaimei Keli is mavliyah into a Dava Charif. And two, the rule of Naparnat, which says that a fleshig a pat into pariv is called a second time a Naparnat, and it can't ask the things b'di'evit, that kula does not apply to a davacharif. The Beis Meir says, trechum rei loy machmarinon, that we don't take a keli eina ben yaimai and say by a davacharif that it also doesn't make a Naparnat. The two chumras together, that we don't take. There are those who argue with the Beis Meir, and I mentioned to you there are many paiskim today that are machmir, the Rav Palm was meikel, and there is a tzirif that we're not bekiyim on exactly what a davacharif is, kairit shalchiltis, that the Gemara mentions, we don't know what it is. So I'm sorry, Mechoyes on the base mayor. If somebody had the shayla's negeya, a few pieces of chopped up onions, machmir, you know, it's not important. The shayla that they asked me yesterday had to do with the pan and the onions. So the onions themselves, I asked them, the onions were put already into a soup or a kugel. He said, no, they put it away. They knew it was a shayla. So I told him, for an onion, it could be machmir, throw it out, they don't have to samech on the base mayor. But for the pan, it could be samech on the base mayor, it could be samech on the schabas das. Okay, so this is an important yediyah. The Beis Meir, Chavis Das, the two important yediyahs in Hilchis, Dov HaCharif. Okay, we'll turn to Kuf Hei. No, because here has nothing to do with the power to travel, right? All right, let me tell you what Simen Kuf Hei is, and we're just going to begin. What? B'samim, yeah, he means davachar, yeah. Yeah, he used the word b'samim interchangeably with the word zangavil in his Lashon. B'samim. Not the zangavil, but the mortar, the same pestle and mortar we use.
Do we have to wait 6 hours after eating the onion?
You have to wait 6 hours after eating the onion. You don't have to wait 6 hours after eating the onion. I mentioned that I once asked Rav Elyashiv about a kugel that's cooked in the oven the same time as chicken. Let's say chicken's open. The kugel is mamish fleishik. If you put it, cook it in a milch kapat, it makes a treif. I asked him if you have to wait 6 hours after eating the kugel that was cooked in the same oven at the same time as chicken or meat. So he said we could be meikel, and even though it's mamish fleishik, but the Ramesh has a kula that he has a kula about iron pills. It's based on the shachin v'asav b'cholav that something that that doesn't have a tam that's a lasting taste, you don't have to wait 6 hours for. And I think Rabbi Yosher meant the same thing with the Isaiah. Although I know the Rabelski, the reason I asked Rabbi Yosher was people in Rabelski Shia told me that he's machmir. That something that's cooked in the same oven as meat, kugel that's cooked at the same time, that the kugel, you should wait 6 hours if you eat a piece of the kugel. Now, if you eat a potato from the chalent, everyone holds you have to wait 6 hours. That mamish has meat in it. We're talking about something that's only through Zaya, and there he was mekel, the Bel Yashu was mekel, you don't have to wait 6 hours. And, well, I asked him that, yeah, I went to him with my son by his bar mitzvah, and so I asked him the shayla.
Where's
very,
the
very funny.
Here.
What?
Where's the base
name? It's on the bottom of the page, and I'll show it to you later.
In
not in the Kuf, in the Tzadik. It's all the Tzadik Zion on the bottom of the page. The base mayor is on page. It's on the bottom of the page in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tzadik Vav. At the end of Simen Tzadik Vav. You have to wash out your mouth, and that's it. You don't have to wait.
According to the Chavis Das, if the item gets completely dissolved, then isn't it possible that some of the juices that were there that you went out of don't really are?
Juices from the. If you think about it, the zangavil is the item they used in the blender. Then they wash out the blender. There's no juice left anymore. Now that they're grinding something else in it, a woman housewife cleans out the blender in between. So now let's say you cut an onion with a fleishka knife. Oh, you mean the small amounts of liquid that come out of an onion. So I mentioned to him that that's not called raitiv. For Ein B'li Yaitiv B'lai Raitiv, the Prima Gadim says by the rule of Ein B'li Yaitiv B'lai Raitiv that the amount of liquid, like steam, can the condensation on a pot, that's not raitiv. It has to be real raitiv. It has to be liquid. So, yeah. So that's the Chavis Das's kula that the onion can't ask of the frying pan. Yeah. All right, Simen Kuf Hei is the sort of the engine of Hilchis Taruvis. Just like Simen Tzadik Hei in Hilchis Basa B'Cholav, even more so Simen Kuf Hei. What do I mean by the engine? The main issue in Hilchis Basa B'Cholav Taruvis is how do Blias travel? Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni, Ira Kli Rishon, kavush, maluach. That's really the fundamental issue. How do bliyas travel? Once you know how bliyas travel, you can learn all the different halachas. The dinim of how bliyas travel are simin kufei. Are we make a lot of klisheni? We're not make a lot of klisheni. All these type of shaylas are kufei, and kufei therefore is the most, it's hard to say the most important, because for shaylas you have to know wherever the shayla happens to be. But the most fundamental part is kufei. Every shayla touches on kufei. Some shaylas touch on tzadikah, some on tzadikah, some on kuf. But kufei is the get to every shayla, because every shayla has to have a transfer of beliefs. Kufei begins with Sif Aleph, with the dinim of kavush. And I'd like to learn, there are two parts to kavush. Kavush kemavushal, you know, if you soak something for 24 hours, a bliyah travels. And then there's the din of kavush by a dav acharif, which is the second half of Sif Aleph, which we definitely won't touch today. So today we're only talking about kavush kemavushal, something that's soaking for 24 hours. And let's learn the basic din, which is the first mechaber in kufei. Isser shenishra imheter. Here you have a pot of water. And in the water, you have soaking a piece of meat, which later on you find is treif. Me'es la'es, b'tzaynein. And it's there for 24 hours, b'tzaynein, and it's cold. Mikri kavosh, v'harayukam avoshel. This is the din of kavosh harayukam avoshel. V'nesa kula, it says afterwards. And the whole thing becomes us. Now, there are two issues here. One is Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger, here on their first page, the eislays b'tzaynan ba'oisan mayin, in that water. Avolim shafchan toich me eislays v'shafach l'soichay mayim acherim. But if you switch the water, it's soaking for 12 hours. You pour out the water, you replace it with fresh water. You soak it for another 12 hours. Loy mikri kavush miches yakev. That's the miches yakev. Psayfei in kosev ashachman kuzakes. If the water is changed, then it's not kavush. And he's going to say on the next page the same thing. If you take the meat out for a second and you put it right back in the same water, it's not kavush. Kavush, we have a Kabbalah, kavush kemavushal. It's not based on research that we did in the lab. It's a Kabbalah, that kavush kemavushal. Ein lecha baya lechidushai. If you switch the water, or if you take the meat out and put it back in, and it's a total of 24 hours, it's not belayah. Now, what? I don't know. You have a couple of kavush kemavushal. I don't know that there's a pasuk to learn it from. The truth is, it's not even a clear gemara. It's a gemara that most rishayim. If you look in the Gra, when he says b'tzaynin, he says afilu b'chol davar delay kirashi shekostav delay mikri kavush ala b'chaymitz. Rashi all over Shas, whatever it says kavush, Rashi says kavush b'chaymitz. In the sharp thing, Rashi holds there's no such thing as kavush kemavushal, but all the other there's no machlekes in halacha. Everyone passes. You can ask me where you learn it from. It's obviously not the clear source in the Gemara. The Gemara talks about kavush, accepts that kavush is kemavushal, without building out the buying guys the chiddush. Now, even a second, you pull it out for a second. Now, there's a fascinating shaila. I think during Katrina, people were trying to find halacha shailas that have to do with flooding. There was a flood in a city, I don't remember the name, and there was a following very interesting shaila that they had. There was flooding, Katrina-style flooding, and the butcher store was flooded. And all the meat that was there, had not been kashered yet, was kavush. If you cook meat before you kasher it, it's treif. So it had been flooded, it was inundated, covered with water. And they had a shaila now of kavush kemavushal. I don't know if you take the whole Louisiana or whole New Orleans and say that there was more than a 60th of treifus in this whole flood of water. I don't know if it works that way, but at least that meat was kavush. So there was a dispute. All that water is pogum. That's besides the point. But the shaila was asked a very interesting shaila, and it became an argument during the paiskim that the Daka Tshuva brings. The question is, when we say here, Rabbi Kiva Eger, that if you change the water, it's mutter, what's the lumnus? Now, the water during the flooding, it doesn't sit. It was a river that flooded over. It was running water. Is pshat that if you change the water, it's mutter, because it has to be in the same water for 24 hours? If so, if it's running water, if a piece of meat fell into a stream and it's sitting, got caught on a rock and the stream is running 24 hours, so it doesn't make it kavush. You're changing the water. Or it's pshat, it's not the same water. Water is downstream now. It's the water keeps on changing. What? A river. If you want to connect, there's going to be water shishim in 24 hours, the total water. Or do you say, no, the heter is because it's out of the water for a second. When you change the water, it's out of the water for a second, and therefore, it's, and therefore that's the heter. So he brings that it was a machlaikis. I mean, it doesn't come up that you should ask me how to paskin. But but he brings this a machlaikis hapaiskim.
And you took it out and put it in the same water.
He's going in order. He brings the makar. The Michas Yaakov is the makar. He's a kadmon. Then he brings that the Mil Tzedakah says a second kula. If you pull out and put it back for a second. But it's...
You took it out of the water.
Okay. A kapadim, this is the... What? You fadin... What? Oh, it's washing after 72 hours. Yeah, okay, so that's issue number one. Issue number two is the long Taz. So we'll leave that for next week. If Pravelsky comes next week, we'll continue in 2 weeks. I just want to ask you, if Pravelsky comes, let's try not to get bogged down on one thing for 40 minutes, if it's possible. Sometimes he gets going and it's hard to... Sorry, legabe unsalted meat, you're right, it would be kavush. Only legabe treifis, it would be a heter. 60 times as good if you kavish kosher and treif in the same water, it would be a heter. You're right, raw meat. The